Nearly 100 people gathered at the Dayton Boys Prep Academy Tuesday to learn about the latest efforts to turn around Dayton Public Schools. The district, which received an overall grade of F on this year's state report card, is trying to avoid state takeover next year. As WISO's April Leslie reports, reaction to the school board's new plan was mostly positive.
At the meeting, Superintendent Elizabeth Lawley unveiled a host of goals related to the district's academic performance and to its relationship with parents and community members. Lawley said district officials are focused on implementing socially conscious teaching strategies, addressing student attendance issues, and rethinking student discipline, among other things. She also said the district is interested in forming new parent relations groups and improving communication among community members, ideas that were mostly praised by parents in the audience. David Romick, the president of the Dayton Teachers Union, said he feels the district is moving in the right direction.
Those of you who have been in, around, in the community for years have seen DPS plans come and go, right? There's a difference this time, and the difference is that for the first time in a long time, there's stability in Dayton Public Schools.
Romick says the teacher turnover rate, which was 20% in previous years, was just under 10% this year. It wasn't all positive, though. Parents expressed frustrations about teacher quality, the district's unreliable transportation system, and what they perceived as a general lack of transparency. Parent Will Smith says he's concerned about the district's ability to follow through on its promises.
I think that's a great list of strategies and goals and priorities, but we really have to concentrate on the how.
District officials say more town hall meetings will be held in the coming months. For WYSO, I'm April Leslie.